USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the kidnappers of Elizabeth Smart is about to go free on conditions of release. Here's John Huber, U.S. Attorney for the District of Utah.
You can be assured that Wanda Barzee will be closely monitored.
Wanda Barzee cannot have any contact with witnesses in the case, including Smart and her family, and she must enter a mental health treatment program. Conditions for her release set 8 years ago when she was sentenced for helping her husband kidnap and rape the then 14-year-old Utah girl in 2002. The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault is demanding an FBI investigation before she agrees to testify at any Senate hearing on the allegations. She claims Kavanaugh held her down and groped her at a party when they were teenagers. This is USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours. TheCompanyStore.com.
President Trump preparing to visit parts of North Carolina hit hard by Hurricane Florence, and the North Carolina Emergency Management Director, Mike Sprayberry, says,
"We continue to be engaged in large-scale search and rescue operations."
And at least 35 people have already been confirmed to have been killed by Florence. The rising water is also putting North Carolina's tobacco and sweet potato crops in peril, and nearly 2 million chickens have perished because of Hurricane Florence. An Air Force bomb squad is outside Joint Base Andrews in suburban Maryland this morning, where a woman's reportedly been making threats and refusing to leave the West Gate. Reports are the woman claims to have explosives with her. The feds are now handing out fines over the deadly collapse of the pedestrian bridge at Florida International University in March. The collapse killed 5 motorists and a worker and injured 5 others. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups will have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. A ruling on so-called dark money donations coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections. It's expected to apply to the explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question, those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. More now on the response to damage by Hurricane Florence. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
As rescue efforts continue, Josh Bergman is a volunteer firefighter. He talks about what it's like to go out and search for his neighbors.
Power lines you got to look out for. It's just a totally different atmosphere that you would never expect to have to experience. It's one of those things you never know what you're going to get. You hope for the best and expect the worst.
Now, aside from rescuing humans, pets are also being rescued that were abandoned on porches. Josh also recounts a story of 2 dogs that they rescued.
We saw them, and it was just the right thing to do. And we went up, and they were a little apprehensive. And, you know, just like the people around here, they saw we were there to help and were, you know, happy to see us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.